He forgot about it. It's over for the first stage.
Oh, Shiva?
Okay.
For
no, for Lori.
The Shiva Torah is for her.
Okay, we do Pesach Sheni. This week's parsha. Well, we'll first do the part which I wanted to do a few things on the Minchas Chinuch. But the first one, I go out of order because it's the one that everybody knows, the Gemara, and it's right, it's Geshmaka one. Sukkah Chaf Hei, no?
I just want to make sure that everybody knows.
Everybody knows Sukkah Chaf Hei, come on. With the, who are the Tmeim? I think so. Yeah. Well, I have no idea. Yeah. It reminds me that I was once in a shul, and they had on the wall, they had must have given a class before, and I said there, Sandra O'Connor, I think.
Yeah.
So I went over to this guy. Who is that? Just, you don't know. So I was like, I didn't say anything. I said, no, I don't. But I said, do you know who the Maharshach is? No? So what's supposed to be me? But, okay, anyways. Yeah. Anyway, so this is he's mamish from from the early tshuvas, even before the, that's Mar Sheshach. There's Mar Sheshach and there's Mar Shach.
Yeah, gotcha.
Here we'll do who were the anoshim tmei. Yeah, vahi anoshim asher hayu tmeim lenefesh adam. So me, I'm saying over the Gemara. Yeah, me hayu. Who were they? Okay, now here, I thought you did know, right? Everybody knows it. I just want to say something before I get any further. It says there were anoshim that were tummy, right? Now, why were the only people that were tummy these anoshim? There should have been tons of noshim, right? Needless and yoldos. They all have the problem. Tumas Mace, maybe there were Taka, these were the one. I'm saying these were the people. Oh, you mean how come there weren't more people who were Tami to a Mace? So they had already, Achronim Tak, they say that, you know, that comes out from Rashi and Chumash that no one died. It was like an ace, that no one died in the Midbar. Because the numbers, you know, so they mentioned that might be why there weren't. But how come the neatest and the oldest?
This was before the miracle.
This is before the miracle. Yeah, this is right away, the very first Pesach
in the Midbar.
In the Midbar, before the miracle. So the answer, the Pashut answer is, of course they were tummy, but there was nothing for him to do about it. You're tummy. The whole thing is like, if you read the Rashis, that they ended up they came out that the seventh day of Shvi Shalahem was Erev Pesach day, so they thought they had an idea what to do. That let somebody else shech the carbon, and then by the time the night will come, they'll be tar. It's still interesting. You would have thought there would have been maybe some nashim like that also, that would come out that way, but maybe it didn't. I don't know. You know, it could have been they didn't. It's very strange, really, and nobody else. But it makes it a little easier. There were maybe other people who were tummy, but if you can't have nothing to do about it, what can you do about it? They had an issue. Okay.
So Erev Pesach was their seventh day.
So the Gemara is going to say that Erev Pesach was their seventh day.
So why would they be tummy that to eat?
So they wouldn't. The din is
the shechitas
in the day. That was the problem. So the Gemara says, who were these tummy lenefesh adam? So the Gemara says, the first man d'amar noisei aroinu shal Yosef hayu. They were carrying aroinu of Yosef. Divrei Rabbi Yosef Hagalili. Rabbi Akiva oimer mishal vel tzofen hayu. It was Mishal al Tzafan, right? Shayu Oiskin bin Nadav Aviyu. They were Oisek burying Nadav Aviyu. They were the Tami people.
Why were they carrying the Aron of Yosef?
Oh, listen to it. You just got it. Rabbi Yitzchak Oimer said to them, Im noisei aronis shel Yosef hayu, if they were carrying aronis shel Yosef, kvar yochel litar, that's long ago. Yeah, Rashi says 10 months ago. Right. Well, why are they still tame? They had 10 months to tevel. What happened to them?
So they didn't travel during the week.
They were settled in Har Sinai since Bachodesh Ashlishi, since Sivan, before Shavuos, and it's already next Pesach. So why are they sitting around? Why are they tummy? Now here I just want to explain something. It's not like really like they had 10 months, because the order was that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan they put up the Mishkan, then the next day on second day Nisan they did the Paraduma. That's when they did that first Paraduma. So you could only get Tahar
3 days.
Right then. But Rabbi Yitzchak said, so why didn't they do it then? Why are they waiting till Erev Pesach? And the same thing for Mishal Val Tzofa, and that's also, he says, he asks
same
on that.
Right?
Same Kashi, he writes.
They would Nifter on Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
On Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Mimela, what's the problem?
When you carry an Aron, you tell me?
Sure. No, you say
me. The oil, it doesn't carry.
You don't need to get oil. Just in this masa. Even carrying, no, even carrying a mace.
Just carrying.
Right, just carrying is tumas mace from just carrying is already tumah. So he didn't like their pshatim. Ke'ela, the pshat was oiskin b'meis mitzvah hayu. They had a meis mitzvah. And Rashi writes over there, it wasn't a real meis mitzvah, it was a relative. It was somebody who was nifter.
I thought we said nobody died.
Oh, so that's the kasha, they asked that. What happened? I thought no one died. So, the Malbim or Tain is, he holds it really was a meis mitzvah. Because taka no one died. And who were the meis mitzvahs? The Erev Rav. And he says that's why they were a meis mitzvah, because the Erev Ravs had no relatives. So any guy who died in the Erev Rav was a meis mitzvah. That's his shot. But there's a problem in the sugya because of that. That's why Rashi didn't want to say that. So I saw in Avodas David, Rav David Goldberg wants to say that the only habtocha, like the nace, that no one died, was between 20 and 60. None of the people who were counted died, but maybe it was somebody older or younger. That's what he thinks, maybe. Okay, someone died.
Could be a woman also.
Then according to that, you could already say it was a woman.
Right.
If you say, yeah, here. Okay, Shenemar, and he says like this, Shachal Shvi Shalahen Lius Be'erf Pesach, the seventh day fell out to be Erev Pesach, Shenemar, Ve'lo Yochlu Lasos HaPesach Bayimahu. On that day, they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it that day, but they could do it the next day. That shows us that that was their very last day. Erev Pesach was the last day. Fine. So that's the three opinions. Either it was from Yosef, or it was Mishal Tzofen, or as a meis mitzvah. Now, the Gemara says in Sukkah that from this pasuk, we learn out the klal oisik b'mitzvah pater min mitzvah. Why? Because you see that Rashi says it's talking about Rabbi Yitzchak's pshat. Rabbi Yitzchak's pshat that the people buried this meis mitzvah exactly a week ago, and they knew good and well that's it. They're not going to be able to do a Karban Pesach. So why did they do that? They did that because of the klal, oisik b'mitzvah, pater b'mitzvah. I'm doing the mitzvah, bearing a mace, so I'm pater from Karban Pesach. Then the Gemara has a kasha. Is this the makor? This is where we know oisik b'mitzvah from? Don't you know it from uvelech techa baderech? That the pasuk says you say shema uvelech techa baderech when you're going on the way, derech didoch velo derech mitzvah. So Gemara says you need two sources. Why do you need two sources? Because if you would only have the case of the meis mitzvah, maybe you would say that you can do this mitzvah because this one's here now. So I should do chap the one that's here, and then okay, so I'll be putter from the one that's later. But how do I know that when they're both right here, I can also say Isik Mitzvah? So that you need to learn from Uvelech Techa Baderech. Why can't you just have Uvelech Techa Baderech? because that would only pater me from a regular mitzvah. But how would I know that I could be pater even from a mitzvah chamira like karis, like karban pesach, which is so chamer of karis? So that's why I have two. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Okay, now Rashi says, let's point this out. Rashi says that the source for Isaac b'mitzvah pater b'mitzvah is Rabbi Yitzchak's opinion, because he was the one that says that it was a week ago. What is Rashi driving at? Because if you say it was from Yosef, or if you say it was from Mishal and Altsafen, that's not a makor, because they don't contradict. You can chop them both around. You can do the burial of Yosef, I mean carrying Yosef or carrying the Mishal, and get enough time to also do the Pesach also. So that's not a makor. The makor is from Rabbi Yitzchak, because there you are doing it and you know that it's a week away and you know you're missing the Pesach. Okay. Ad Kan is the Gemara in Sukkah. Okay. Now we need another Gemara, and now we're going to get into trouble. The Gemara says in Psachim that if a person is on his last day, a person's tummy for a mace for a week. If a person's on his last day, and tonight I'm going to eat the carbon because I'll be eighth night. It's already passed. You're not allowed to bring the carbon Pesach anyways.
What's the date again?
Let's say Erev Pesach is my seventh day. So that's it. Or you're only tummy for 7 days, right? So I come and I say, let me bring a carbon Pesach. Oh, what's the problem? To eat it tonight, I'm fine. No, Aser. How do we know this? We know this from the story in the Chumash, because that is exactly the Maise in the Chumash. Why? Because there's a cloud. You can't shecht a carbon for someone who's tummy. Fine, very easy Gemara. But then the Gemara says, what if he toiveled? Because how does it work? On the seventh day, they spritz you, and you go to the mikvah, and after that, you're no longer an avatumah, really. You're called a tuliyim. What is a tuliyim? You're a sheni l'tumah, you're tamei for truma, that's about all. And tonight, Harav Shemesh, you're totally fine. What if you're in the middle? You're a Tvul Yoyim. Zakti Gemara, Tvul Yoyim? No problem. You could bring a Karm Pesach. The only problem is before you're a Tvul Yoyim. So the kash is, so what's the whole case in the Torah? Right? Why can't you be a Tvul Yoyim? Make yourself a Tvul Yoyim. So three groceries shining frek the kash. The Rambam, the Ravid, and Tosfos. Okay? And they say three different answers. Three different answers. The Rambam says this whole Gemara that Tvul Yoyim's okay is by any type of Tumah except for the most Chamor, which is Tumas Meis Shehanozir Megaleach Aleha. That's Rambam. There's two types of Tumas Meis. Certain things from a dead person are not strong enough to make a nazir start over. Right? For example, if a nazir touches a raviz dam hames, he does not start over. He's tummy for 7 days. You need a half a lug. And whatever, there's a bunch of those tumas. Those ones, that the ones which are not strong enough for the nazir, those are the type which you could be a tvulya. But these people in the story in the Chumash were Tumas Meisha Nozir Megaleach Aleha. And over there, even a Tvul Yoyim is not allowed to do it. Okay? And then the Ram brings the whole Psukim and he says, and that's the Pshat in the story in the Torah, that the Tmeim came and they said, we touched the Meis and we're Nozir Megaleach. And Mimela, what should we do? Ravid says, I never heard of this thing. I don't know where the Rambam is flying in with a nazir here. What's this thing, right? That's what the Ravid says. So he says, there's no difference.
Does Rav hold a chilul between Maaseh Sheni and Truma for different? In other words, are you a Tvul Yom for other purposes?
You're Tvul Yom for Truma. Like that's agreed upon.
You can't eat Truma either as a Tvul.
You can't eat Truma as a
Maaseh Sheni. You could eat.
And Maaseh Sheni you could eat. That the Rambam arrived there
to the two Tvul Yom.
No, right. There's no difference. The Rambam came along with a thing that there's two kinds of Tumas Maaseh. There's the one where the Nazir is Megaleach. I mean, that's the Mishnah. It's about the Nazir. Right, he didn't make that up. But he's using that, connecting it to the Pesach Sheni. The Rav says, "Ein lo shorish va'anaf." He writes, "Where? There's no sugya. Where does it come from?" Okay, so all right, we're not getting into that. But the Rambam did hold that it makes the difference. And the Rav says, if it says a Tvul Yoyim can do it, every Tvul Yoyim can do it. So Aye Bazoi, so what's the pshat in the story in the Chumash? Okay, so listen to this story. So the Rav, it's right in the Rav, I'm not saying any Tersh about Pez, I mean, it's right in the Rav, and the Rav says what happened was that on the seventh day, these people who were Tamei didn't chop anything. They thought, okay, I'm on the seventh day, why shouldn't I bring the Karm Pesach? Okay? So they didn't tevel. They didn't even bother. They went ahead 2 o'clock in the afternoon and brought the Karban Pesach. And they said, what?
They joined the Chabura,
sent their Karban Pesach. Okay, fine. Then what happened was, like 10 minutes before Shkia, they said, okay, now let's go and tevel and spritz. So, all right, this doesn't say in the rabbit. Somebody must have told them, hey, you brought the Karban Pesach before. I'm not sure that's good. So they went to Moshe Rabbeinu 5 minutes before Shkia. That's what it says in the rabbit. Right? And they said, what should we do? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's puzzle. You weren't Yaitse. Didn't have any more time left. It was too close to Shkia to do it. To do another Karban Pesach now.
After they
tevel and spritz, it's 3 minutes to the clock, right? So they said, "Oi, Lomani Gara, oi, vey, what did we do? Why wasn't it good?" Right? They said, "Why wasn't it good? What's the problem? We thought it was fine. We thought we were on the seventh day." So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "No, it's no good." Imdu Eshmo Ma'itzav Hashem Lachem, right? He said, "Sorry, no good. You have to do Pesach Sheni."
That's not
the story.
But that's not a Rama
Nigoro. Because they were trying to.
Because you guys
messed it up.
Didn't know the Mishigura. I mean,
they were asking him, according to Rashi. Look at the Rashi. They said, I don't understand. What's the problem if we're Tommy today? But tonight we're not Tommy. So why? That's what Rashi says in the Chumash.
Okay, but if you don't know the din, that's not a Rama Nigoro.
Oh, yeah. In other words, they didn't mean like.
We're stuck because we were doing a mitzvah.
Yeah, that's not what it means, according to the Ravid. They just meant, like, what's the lumdis? Like, why is it, what's wrong? Like,
but had they asked the question, they could have done it. They could have.
Had they asked them one in the afternoon.
They would have asked them one afternoon, everything would have been great. You would have thought, go and tevel, go and spritz.
And that's all you could have brought it.
And they could have brought it. They just did. They missed it.
Weren't the shaitrim watching everybody?
Yeah, why didn't anyone tell them anything?
No, I mean, I don't know.
Hashem doesn't give a.
How would they know?
Pesach Sheni.
Yeah, like, it's interesting. I wonder. Like, no one let them know about it. No one told them, hey, you should better tevel. I don't know where everyone.
Nobody
I don't know what happened. That part's missing. I don't know the part in the middle there.
Why don't Pesach is okay for the other people of the Chabur of the Chayra?
Yeah, they are fine. They're fine. Just they missed it.
So cool,
this is the Ravid's shot in the Torah.
Right,
and the Ritva says the same shot as the Ravid. The Ritva and Sukkah says exact same. Okay, that's the second shot. Now comes the third shot. Toisus on the page. Toisus and Psachim. Daf Tzadi. Because there's no other way to learn it. There's a massive problem here. The din is in the Gemara, black and white. A Tvul Yom can do a Karm Pesach. So what's flying? So how do you read the Chumash? So Rabin made up this pshat. That's the pshat. Then Tosfos says the same kasha. Tosfos says, what's the problem? A Tvul Yom is fine. So Tosfos says, that's not pshat. The pshat is they did the Pesach Rishon. Yeah? You look at the Chumash, you think they did Pesach Shein? No, they did Pesach Rishon. What happened was, they came in the morning and they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the story? What are we supposed to do? So Moshe Rabbeinu just told them, listen, if you don't tevel, you're going to end up doing a Pesach Sheni. So make sure you're Tayvel and bring the Karban Pesach. And so they did. They went ahead and they Tayvel, they spritzed, and they brought the Karban Pesach Rishon, and it never happened.
These people, according to this,
like, shouldn't we be able to do it right now? And then it's all, no, don't do it now. You have to table first. Okay, so there's three ways to read the Chumash. According to the Rambam, now you see what's going on. The Rambam didn't agree with any of these pshatim. The pshat is mashma that they were stuck. So the Rambam came along with a massive chiddush that if you're a tumas mace of a nazir, then it's bully up. Everything has a chiddush. Right. Then you're stuck. Right? Then the Ravid said, I never heard about this nazir. So the story was they didn't realize. And that's his way. It got too late. And Tosis didn't like that either, so he just said, in the Hanami, they did it.
And they don't like that shot.
Because it's mashal, like they didn't do it.
So the Gilui from Hashem was that a Tzul Yom could be Tzul
Yom. Well, that seems like that's taka easy. Like, I don't even think, the whole thing they want to know is, do we even need to Tayvel? Lefi Tosis l'mashal? Like, can we do it right now? They wanted to know. He said, no, if the way you're now, you can't
you
do it.
You have to first be titled.
If the first time.
That as a Tzul Yom, you could be Greek for Pesach, but not as
a Tomei, even though it's the seventh day, right. That's not.
As beyond the last, so if you do later on, you can still go to the Mikvah, it's still not good enough.
Still not good enough.
So what was the Shepard for the whole Parish's carbon paste exchange?
If you wouldn't have done it.
That's how Rav Moshe answered that. He said, if you don't, Tayvel, that's how Tayvel explains it. If you won't Tayvel, then you need to do Pesach Sheni. That's how okay. These are the three pshatim of the Rishayim. Rambam, Ravid, Tosis. Rambam, Ravid, Perek Vav, Karban Pesach, and Tosis, Pesachim Davtzai. Okay. So now comes along the big kasha. The big kasha is, it says, going back to our original Gemara in Sukkah, that from here we see Isaac b'mitzvah is pater min ha-mitzvah. Bishlama, if you say like the Rambam's shot in the story, Gevaldik piece of Gemara. They went ahead and they buried this mace, and because of that they lost out. That they lost the Pesach. So Mimela, you see, I said mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. But if you go like the other Rishonim, the Ravid of the Rambam, nothing doing. You can do both. Where do you see Isaac b'mitzvah is pater min ha-mitzvah? Yeah, isn't that a pretty good kasha? This kasha I saw in a few sfarim. The Machne Ephraim says, I have a raya to the Rambam from the Gemara and Sukkah. This is Mamash Beferish right to the Rambam. Chazanish, same thing, says the Gemara and Sukkah is a raya to the Rambam. In a letter that Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horowitz writes in Mabusha Yomtiv, he writes, I saw a Moiridiket Raya from the Rav of Zalkava. I think that's what it's called. You know who's the Rav of Zalkava? The Maratzchias. 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 It's in the Maratzchias. He says, a Raya from the Gemara in Sukkah to the Rambam. Sorry, Ian Godel, Ainly Tshuva. Yeah? Mamish, he's Grace Eden. The Moshe, the Chazanish, they all say this. That the Lechayrat Mamish Furish in the Gemara. Like, okay. Okay. So now, what are we going to do with this Kasha? And everybody else. Okay. So a little bit, I found a very correct thing. The Nachlas David. Nachlas David, he has Chuvis Nachlas David also. So in his Akdama to his Sefer, he also speaks about the Kasha. And he writes like this. He says, not, Tosis is not really so Shemir. Why? Because according to Tosis, how did the story go? That they buried this mace, right? Then they came on the seventh day to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, are we stuck or are we not stuck? So Moshe Rabbeinu told them, if you do it before your tovel, you can't. But after your tovel, you're okay. But from the way it says, it sounds like they didn't know anything. They thought maybe we're stuck. So Shalom Aleichem, why you wake up now? Now you ask the Shaila. Before you buried him, why didn't you ask? Elamai, is a mitzvah pater and a mitzvah. Right? So he says, according to Tosfos, he thinks it's not. You can't ask Kash on Tosfos. The Rai is from these people that they went and did it, not knowing. Okay, so he says, but the Ravid, I don't have any way out. He says, because according to the Ravid, these people thought that everything's fine. V'haraya, when they went and did it. So where do you see Eisik Mitzvah Paramina Mitzvah? So sorry, I don't have an answer for the Rai. So okay, this is. I only found one sefer that tried to answer the Rai. I thought it was very doichik. The Divrei Malkiel. He says maybe the Rai was because how do you know you're going to find a mikvah? I don't know what kind of Rai is that. What? How you'll find the mikvah? How do everyone table? Yeah, I'm saying whatever. I don't hear that Rai. Okay, so. What's the pshat? Do we have any possible pshat for the Ravid? Where do you see Isaac mitzvah putter in a mitzvah? So I'll give it my best shot. What I could try, I'll try a pshat like this.
Well, why can't we just answer somebody that they went to Moshe? Moshe said you can't do it. It's puzzle. Why wouldn't he have said why didn't you ask me before you did? Now that you. You did what was wrong when you buried the Mace Mitzvah?
But it wasn't wrong, because they...
It was, so that's right. It's not wrong to bury the Mace Mitzvah.
Yeah, but it wasn't... But maybe the reason it wasn't wrong is because what they're supposed to do is just go in Tevel and bring
before.
The... Pet, right.
Uh-huh. And not wait to the last
minute. Minute. Right. So we're... What's the Shah and the Rai?
Attack of someone would have died... Whatever,
the
right then and there,
maybe they shouldn't have done it. Maybe they shouldn't have done it. Right? So, where is the Rai according to the Rai? Okay, so I had an idea. Maybe
they shouldn't have what? Buried him?
Maybe they shouldn't have buried him. I mean,
if someone would die that day.
Let's say someone would die only 6 days away or 5 days.
But I
mean, you'll get someone else. You're not going to leave a mace around. You'll get Ketanim to do it or whatever you'll do. Somebody who's in Chayiv.
How do you give over? When do you ever give over a mitzvah to someone who's not Chayiv when you're in Mechayiv?
Well, you're saying since you have Pesach, so we're assuming you can't.
Better ones. I mean, yeah, the people who trapped the people that sold them the food.
Yeah, okay. So anyways, that's the kasha. So may attempt for a teretz like this. Everybody is assuming, of course, like Rashi. Because Rashi says that the Rai is from the shita that they buried him a week ago. Okay. I want to try, maybe the Rai will learn the Gemara that the Rai is from everyone else. Okay, now I'll explain what I mean. According to everybody else, it was everyone else is just Rabbi Yosef Glee and Rabbi Kiva. It was either carrying Yosef or bearing Mishalom Altsav. Okay, now there this Rabbi Yitzchak said good kashit. Okay, he said, "I don't get how does your pshat work? Why are they waiting till Erev Pesach?" So what's taka the answer? So I want to give an answer based on Rashi and Gittin. Rashi in Gittin is on the Gemara Samach Amar Aleph Shmoine Parshis Nemru Boi Beyon. 8 parshas were said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then he gives a list: Parshas Kehanim, Parshas Levim, Parshas Tmeim, Parshas Shtuye Yayin, Parshas Paraduma. 8 different sugyas. One of them is Parshas Tmeim. Vos is Parshas Tmeim. Says Rashi, Parshas Vayhi Anoshim Asher Hayu Tmeim Lenefesh Adam. Parshas Baloischa, the story, this story. So Taisa says, what? Rish Chaydish Nisan? What's coming off? Rish Chaydish Nisan?
14 days
what's ahead. It's 14 days ahead. What's going on over here? So Zok the Pnei Yeshua. Pshat in Rashi. Pnei Yeshua is in Psachim and Davav. He says, Pshat in Rashi is like this. What happened was, because it, on Rosh Chodesh, Hashem said, V'yasu b'nei Yisrael sa'pesach b'moyadu. Let's talk about it also, Ma'alo Yischa. V'aydaber Hashem el Moshe b'har Sinai b'chodesh ha'sheni l'tzeisa meretz mitzvah shon ha'sheni l'tzeisa mitzvah sa'am le'imor. And not b'chodesh ha'sheni, b'chodesh ha'rishay. V'yasu b'nei Yisrael sa'pesach b'moyadu. Says the Gemara in Psachim and Avot. When was this said? The month is mentioned in the pasuk was the chodesh harishon. When exactly? Says the Gemara chodesh gzereshava rosh chodesh. So when our announcement on rosh chodesh Nisan, everyone has to bring a carbon pesach this year, but b'moyadoy on the 14th day. But there were a few people who were tamei. So they went to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, what are we supposed to do? What do you mean, what are you supposed to do? What's the problem? You have 2 weeks. Is Masber the Pnei Yeshua? Because, as was just mentioned, that what were the 8 things said on that day? Tmeim, Levim, Krak, Pora Aduma. Why was Pora Aduma said on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Because Rashi explains. But he's. Oh, okay. Well, Lamaisa, you're really getting into Akasha. Lamaisa, Rashi writes, because tomorrow they did the Paraduma.
On Beis.
Now, you just said a good Kasha. What happened to the Prishan? What happened to the. There's a halacha that you put away the Kohen Gadol for a week before. So how did all of a sudden, a day later, what's going on? So there's 2 mahalchim and achrayim on that. The son of the tzlach says that shmami, no, that's only a drabbanon, and they didn't do it. The Pnei Yeshua and Yuma says because they had just been in there for a week for the other reason, because of the miluim. So it counted for both. And he says now you understand better the pasuk at the end of tzav. It says kasher also bayoyim hazeh. Tziva Hashem lasos l'chaper aleichem, just like you did today that you were away for a week. So Hashem was tziva lasos l'chaper aleichem. Yeah. So the Gemara darshins lasoi zumai se para. So normally you say it's an extra word to teach you about para. That's not a pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu told him you should know that this week what you just did now is not just for the
miluim.
You just did it for the para too. That's how he's masbid. Okay, well, whatever it is.
But technically, it's 1 day. There was a 1 day hafsaka.
It wasn't the 1 day hafsaka, which is a chiddush that it can work.
I don't know. You would think it would be.
Yeah, I would also think the next day. Maybe he says something, but I didn't look it up now. You have to look there. It's around Daf Gimel in the Pnei Yeshua.
Why couldn't they put the Kohen Gadol in Adar a week before?
Well, they did that for the Miluim.
What's our kasha, the original 1 day?
Because it was a day in between, because they did it for the last 7 days of Adar.
Right.
Then on Alf Nisan they put up the Mishkan and they were out of the 7 day thing already. And then Beis Nisan they did the Parah. So L'chayr it's a little bit shver because you're a day
off.
Oh, in between L'chayr, I don't know if it works. He probably writes something about it. I just don't remember now. Okay, so Al Kalponim, Zokta Panisha like this. So if the whole reason why Hashem said para was because tomorrow they need to do the para, that's how Rashi explains it, that came at the end of the day. So all these people came running to Moshe Rabbeinu because they had no idea when they're going to do the para aduma. So they were stuck. So that's how he wants to explain the whole story according to Rashi. When they announced in the morning that in 14 days, in 2 weeks, you're going to have to do the Karban Pesach. So all these Tamik people ran to Moshe Rabbeinu, but what are we supposed to do? I mean, okay, if the Tenach, if you're going to do a Paraduma, I have no idea. So what are we supposed to do?
And we know the Pasha. We were told today about Paraduma.
They didn't know that yet. That's the thing. They came in the afternoon.
How did they think they're going to become Torah?
They had no idea. That's exactly the problem that they had.
They just came and said,
now we're Tamei. We know you can't get Torah if you don't have Paraduma, and there is none around, and there's no horizon. It's not on the horizon yet. So how are we supposed to get Torah?
So they knew that they had to be something had to be done. They didn't know what it is.
Or even if they knew what it is, I don't know if they...
How?
He actually brings a medrash that they didn't know what to do either. Right? They didn't even know. He brings a medrash that when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu in the morning, all the dinim of Tuma, Niskar kemupana v'amar heyachem yichayil mitar. He brings a medrash. So they didn't know. So they all asked Moshe Rabbeinu, what do we do? So then, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, since you asked that, I'll tell you about Pesach Sheni, in case it would happen. And then later on, he told them, but there's no problem, we're going to have a Parah, and that was the Parsha of Parah.
Doesn't fit into the words.
So what's Bayim Ahu? Very good. So the Marsha and the Marshal have a machloikis, how to read Bayim Ahu now. So the Marshal says Bayoim Ahu meant on that day.
That fits in the puzzle because it says Vigur the Moshe of Amram Bayoim Ahu.
Right, all meaning Rosh Chodesh. Bayoim Ahu doesn't mean the 14th day. That's what the Marshal says on the back of your Gemara in Gittin. He says, according to Rashi, it means that Vayhi Anoshi Mashayu Tmeim Lefesh Adam Veloyochla says Pesach Bayoim Ahu on that day, which they found out about doing the Korban Pesach because Hashem had just said it. They couldn't do it on that day. So they said, what should we do? That's what he says. Marsha says, nah, I don't want to change the word Bayim Ahu around. Bayim Ahu means 14th. And they were like saying, we think we might be stuck Bayim Ahu. That's how you should read it. Like,
if there's no
Paraduma, then how are we going to do it Bayim Ahu? He likes that way better. Okay, but either way, it's the same idea. Okay, so now we have a brand whole new way of how the thing happened, according to Rashi. Tosis argues on Rashi. I'm only going like Tosis says. It's no. The Gemara never meant when it says Parshas Tameim. It didn't mean Vayhi Anoshim Shayhu Tameim Neshadim. It means Tumas Meis. It has nothing to do. Tosis has a different pshat in the Gemara, but Levi Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. The Vayhi Anoshim happened on the Rosh Chodesh. Okay. So Im Kain, I have a beautiful pshat in Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Mamish Machaya. What does Rabbi Akiva say? It was the people who carried that was Rabbi Yosef Aglili, right? Or Rabbi Akiva says it was Mishal and Tzafon. Perfect. Came the announcement Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There's going to be a Korban Pesach.
They just took the cousins out.
Or also the people carried Yosef. They had no chance to get Tar. There was no Paraduma around. So they said, what are we supposed to do? That's all. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, if there won't be an Eitz, you'll do a Pesach Sheni.
How do we answer the Atzmos Yosef? They were around for so long.
Until then, there was no Paraduma. They couldn't get out of it if they wanted. So Memeil, they asked the question on Rosh Chodesh.
But also, neither one of them, they both did Pesach Rishon for
them. That's right. According to this, they did it, right? 100%.
They were Torah.
They were Torah. Right. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak, of course, who didn't like their pshat, he learned the regular way. He didn't learn like that. He learned the Pasuk, like everybody learns in Cheder, that it means on the 14th day, on the 14th day, they were still Tamei. So he said, your pshat is shver. Because by now, what's going on? They had so much time, they could have already been tar. So because of that, he changed the pshat to the Meis Mitzvah.
For sure, it's Mitzvah.
Oh, well, one second. So now, I'm trying to go like this. According to the Ravid, if you go mamish the other way around, if you go with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Aglili, then you see Isaac b'mitzvah, it's pater min mitzvah. Because when they did it, they had no idea of how they're going to ever get tahar. Because they didn't know about the part of doing that. That's the whole problem. You see what happened when they made the announcement of Korban Pesach, they all said, oi, we're stuck. So when they, let's say, when they buried their cousins, right? They know good and well we're forfeiting the Karban Pesach.
Yeah, there's no Siva the Karban Pesach.
What happened first?
Well, there's two things. First of all, there's already from Mitzrayim, Hashem said every year there's going to be one. Okay. They knew it, when the announcement came, it didn't mean like a brand new haftarah. They didn't know there's such a thing as a Karban Pesach. It says in Boy.
You know, there was a
tzibur again. Do it. Hashem repeated it. Do it. Not that like they
Pesach
didn't know.
Pesach Dairus was known about in Mitzrayim.
They knew about Pesach Dairus. It says in the pasuk Chukas Olam or something like that.
But there was a special seal for the second year.
Well, if you say it was a Hirash Shal, then in a Chanami, then my pshat wouldn't be true. But if you learn it was the regular thing, there was the reason Hashem said it to add certain halachas like B'moyadei Afilu B'Shabbos or whatever else. But they knew the whole thing about the Karban Pesach. So Memela. From them is the raya that Oisik b'mitzvah is pater bin ha-mitzvah. In a chenami, mamash the other way around. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, that they buried their relative on Ches Nisan, taka, then you don't have a raya. Because there's enough time to do everything. Especially, they thought so. And there really is also, because you just tevel, and everything's fine. But the raya of the Gemara was from Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because according to them, they made themselves Tomei Aleph Nisan, or even before Aleph Nisan, and they knew that if they do this, they're going to not ever get Tar by the time Pesach comes around. So Memele, from them you see Isaac Mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah.
Well, Mishael and Tzofan were commanded by Moshe to take their cousins out.
Okay.
So you see,
so
they didn't have the cheshbon of Osek B'mitzvah. Maybe Moshe knew that you got the paraduma, and they're going to be fine.
Okay, well, what I would say,
so you can't bring a raya from
but,
them.
But the pshat is, you're right, it's from Moshe Rabbein, because I'm basing on what the Pnei Yeshua brought, that Moshe Rabbein himself didn't know either. He brings up Moshe Rabbein, who said, I don't know how they're going to get tar. So how could Moshe Rabbeinu?
He didn't know how anyone was going to get tar.
100%, right?
Okay.
So how did he go and tell them, go bury your cousin? Nuh-uh. What? Okay, you shouldn't say that. You're not allowed to tell them to bury their cousin. You have to get a cotton to do it, or a guy, or if you hold the isha, doesn't need to do a carbon pesach. Get all these kind of people. How do you, Moshe Rabbeinu, have the right to do that? So it must be a mitzvah.
You're canceling
out
my mitzvah Pesach.
But Moshe knew that everyone would get tahor somehow.
No, right? Maybe not.
Does he know?
So he didn't know. That's what I'm claiming. The Pnei Yeshua writes that. He says,
and he knew that then that the Pesach wouldn't be able to be brought the Tumah?
The Tumah. Yeah.
How do you know that then?
How did he know? Before they put up the Mishkan, they knew all the dinim about Tamei, that it says. They knew you can't eat a carbon when you're tamei. Yeah, if there'll be a tzibur, he knew that too. If there's a tzibur, but it wasn't a tzibur.
That's Bumaya.
But by a yachid, taka, he knew that a yachid can't eat a carbon.
Once a klal yisrael was tamei, you wouldn't eat Pesach Sheni.
Right, then you wouldn't eat. Right.
You wouldn't even eat the whole thing.
Right. He knew that then, and he told him, do it anyway. So that's where you see Isaac Mitzvah is Pater Bina Mitzvah. So my plan is to say, according to the Ravid, it's the other way around. That the Raya is from Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and Taka not from Rabbi Yitzchak. Just the opposite of how everyone else will say that the Raya is from the Rambam, says the Raya is from Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay, that's my idea, my attempt to answer maybe for the Ravid. Okay, now I have some more things on the Minchas Chinuch, but before I say, I have to tell you one really geshmaka thing. And this thing, Rav Hill David said over, and he was mechavin to somebody else also who said the same thing. He wanted to answer the kasha of the Briskra. Briskra has an unbelievably good kasha. He says, how does it say? It says that Rabbi Yitzchak said to them, they had so much time. Mishal and Tzofan, they had enough time. They could have gotten tar already. Zok the Briskra, they had enough time. They could have gotten tar. The kasha is 10 times better. Mishal and Tzofan was a Levi. Were a Levi. Mishal and Tzofan, they were sons of Uziel. They were a Levi. It says in Baal Loischa in the beginning, kach es halavim mitoich bnei Yisrael v'tiharta oisam. You have to make them tar. Hazel emechatas. So why is he like being so kind? Like he says, there's enough time. They could have done it already. He should have told them like, mata oimer.
It happened.
Okay, that is the Brisk Rav's kasha. It's printed in his sefer Al Hatayr.
Yeah. The parsha Levim was said also.
Oh, now the Meister is a machlek. So the Ramban says that this whole parsha of the Levim happened in Ir. So then the thing is Lekashe Midi. The Brisk Rav brings that the Yerushalmi says not like him. The Yerushalmi says it happened in Nisan.
That was one of the eight parshas.
It was one of the eight parshas.
And Rebbe listed off.
It said Levim. I can't remember Rebbe what Levim meant in Rashi. But he brings that in Yerushalmi. He says Beferish. It was in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So his kash is based on that. So he says. So what's going on over here? Should have said much better. Okay. So I want to say over of Hill David's Teretz. He said it at one of the yard sites. He came and he spoke and he said like this. It says in the Medrash that the Levim got Tohor in his Mahirah Shah Dika way. They did one time Hazel Mechatas on Gimel. Usually for a person to get Tohor, you need two times, on three and seven. But the Levim, says the Medrash, was special. Gimel was Mechatas. And Zion was Haviru Tar al Kol Besara. The Tar took place of the Mechatas. Okay? So, Zokter Bill David, it's mistaber to him that Hirah Shah was because it says in Rashi that they were all tummy from the eagle. So in order to get off the tumah from the because they killed all, you know, Milash Milai, they killed all the people who served the eagle. That Rasha was if you got tumah from the eagle, you had the Rasha. But if you had your own personal tumas mace, that because you buried your relative or something, so then you need to go through the normal process. Like any other person, it's not like pshat that you can use this Hirah Shah for any tumah that you happen to have. It's only for that tumah which it was said for. So Memela, now the Gemara is good. So Rabbi Yitzchak said there was enough time. He didn't say it happened. Because you can't say that. Even though they were a Levi, and they went through the same thing that every lady did, but that only took off the being tame to the people who died in the ego. But Mishal and El Tzafan had a double thing. Besides for that, they also buried their cousin. And for that, you need the regular thing. So Mimela,
the Shri Shalom would have come out.
He can't say such a strong thing. He can't say, I know that they didn't know it for sure. That was his teretz. So I thought it was a very geshmaka teretz. But Lamaisa, I think I know what the Brisk Rav would tell him. I think I know what he'd say. He'd say, okay, everything you said I think sounds reasonable. But it said in the pasuk, v'tiharta oisam, right? That the Levim had to get tar. So if you happen to have a family thing that you have a different tumah because this person buried his cousin, it's his obligation to get rid of that tumah as well. In other words, you can't say, oh, okay, I did the tar and Lamaisa, I did it. That's good for everybody else. But if you have a problem because you have two tumas, so you have the spritz too. So Meir the Brisk Rav would say it didn't help. This whole cheshbin didn't help because still Rabbi Yitzchak should have said, I know that he did it because it says v'tihartas. You got to get rid of that too. That's why I think.
But what if a guy was Tamasheretz? he didn't have to do another process. This process would take care of that also.
Well, the sheretz
doesn't even need a spritz at all.
Well, sheretz doesn't need a spritz
at all.
No, so I'm saying, so by doing this spritzing in the tar, that takes care of everything.
Well, I don't know. He wanted to say a svar, which could be that since it's hirasha, it only was said that it works for a certain tuma. I can hear that. That sounds as svara as Shaniten Leomer. Could be. Okay, but could be not. I mean, that's a svara. That's a svara, I think, that's Niten Leomer. But I don't think that the Brisker would hold it for a teretz. Because even if it's true, but if it says v'tiharta, you have to do it anyway. Okay, so Memeil the Brisker's kasha, I still think he would hold it as a good kasha. But what I just wanted to say is at least one half of the thing I could explain. Because besides for the kasha of the Bris Grav, which I don't have a real answer, that he should have said better, but Lamaisa, what's the answer? Lamaisa, it's a pella. What is the answer? Why is Rabbi Akiva saying that Mishal and Al Tzofan were Tame? What is going on? They must have been Tar. They're a Levi. That I have an answer. The answer is what I said before. The answer is, because this story happened in Rosh Chodesh. That's the whole pshat. And they ran and they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, what am I supposed to do? So on Rosh Chodesh, they didn't know anything yet. And so Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, if you're stuck, you'll do Pesach Sheni. They were tar? 100% they were tar. They were tar already after 1 week, because V'tiarta Isam, that part is okay. What Rabbi Kiva personally meant is very good. It was Mishal and El Tzafon, and they came on Rosh Chodesh, and they asked the thing, and Hashem said Pesach Sheni, and everything makes sense. And Lamaisa, they were Taka Tar because they were a Levi. Only we have the Brisgrav's Kasha, that when Rabbi Yitzchak said back that he didn't like that pshat, he should have said it stronger. That Kasha is still a Kasha. Okay, fine. I guess we got to stop over there. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 Yeah.